Hey, guess what? I did it again. Yep, I finished another book. Hello, hello. This is Onika. Welcome back to my 5-star book review. It seems like it's been forever since I've recorded a podcast, since I'm not doing a podcast after finishing each book I've been reading. Also, since May, since I kind of took that break, I feel like I haven't been like really hitting it with all the books I've been reading, and I will get into that a little later. I don't expect this to be a long episode for reasons I will get into. but I do kind of miss that cadence of kind of talking about one book, talking about the book after I finish reading it. So I might go back to that. There's a lot of things I might go back to because reading is something that I really enjoy, especially if I you know, got a hold of a really good book. And I kind of want to keep it that way. I think a lot of times, kind of like I mentioned in a couple of episodes, you know, I said I wanted to really narrow down what I wanted to focus on. So I said health, religion, and elephants. The elephants and the religion. I am currently reading a religion book that I actually had, a Christian book that I have. And then the elephants, I have not bought the one that I've been wanting to read for almost a year now, probably a couple of years. I think the book is like $17, so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I've been kind of delaying having to buy that book. But yeah, the health thing, though, that might be something I might have to change up, which is unfortunate because I am a weight loss coach. I think for me, I really like when people are able to keep things simple. There are some things where I like to know the intricate details about, you know, and I'll go and I'll get more books. I'll get a better understanding. And then there's some things where I'm like, I just keep it simple for me. That's all I need to know. And so getting into the book that I kind of, well, I didn't finish it. I'm going to be honest. I did not finish it. It is called The Mind-Gut Connection. So that's the book that I was reading in June. I didn't finish it because I started pretty late reading in June, and kind of with July, this month has just started, so I'm like, let me really get focused. I kind of had to recreate my nighttime and morning routine because that helped a lot at the beginning of 2022. I was able to have time to read for maybe an hour in the morning, and that was just so helpful, and I enjoyed it so much because it's hard after work trying to, like, I'm already, you know, pushing myself to do a workout. And then now I have this health coaching business. And so I'm trying to, you know, do some of that after work. So it's a lot, you know, and I'm like, I want to have time to do stuff that I enjoy and I enjoy reading. So anywho, going back in June, I read most of The Mind-Gut Connection. The author of this book is Dr. Imran Mayer. So it is how the hidden conversation within our bodies impacts our mood, our choices, and our overall health. And so I am just going to kind of read the summary. Well, not kind of. I am going to read the summary description on the back of the book. And then we'll go from there. So chances are at some point in your life, you've noticed the connection between your brain and your gut. If you've ever felt queasy as you walked into an uncomfortable situation or based a life decision based on a gut feeling, then you know that sometimes our bodies react faster than our minds. Most of us have also experienced the same phenomenon in reverse, where our mental state has affected our digestive system, like the butterflies in our stomach before an important meeting or first date. That happens to me all the time. I don't know if I just have like a nervous stomach or what it is, but just sometimes going to a place that I've never been before, like driving to a place, I get kind of that butterfly feeling. Definitely certain events where, like, if I have to speak, any public speaking, oh my gosh. I used to get like that at work going into meetings, but now I've kind of been able to kind of talk myself through that. Like, girlfriend, it's not that big of a deal. But anyways, let me continue. But while the dialogue between the mind and the gut has been recognized by ancient healing traditions for centuries, scientists today are just starting to understand how powerful and far-reaching that connection is. In the mind-gut connection, Dr. Imran Mayer offers a cutting-edge view into this developing science, showing us the full impact of how the brain, gut, and microbiome, the community of microorganisms that lives inside the digestive tract, communicate. When this communication system is out of balance, major health problems can crop up, including digestive disorders, obesity, depression, anxiety, food sensitivities, allergies, and fatigue. With a few simple changes to our diet and lifestyle, we can enjoy a happier mindset, enhanced immunity, a decreased risk of developing neurological diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and even lose weight. With a simple, practical regimen drawn from 40 years of clinical practice and the latest research, Dr. Mayer shows us that paying attention to the mind-gut balance is the key to unlocking vibrant health. So that was the summary on the back of the book. This is a book that was in my Amazon book list for a while. Gut health has been talked about a lot. It's just as important. And kind of as you can see from the back of the book, it affects our mental health as well. Like those, our brain and our gut brain are connected. And which is why, like they gave the example, we feel butterflies when we're going into a meeting. Or what was that other example? When we're going into an uncomfortable situation, we get this gut feeling. So the mind and the gut are connected, as the title says. Now, I'm going to be honest. I am not going to go through this book. I had a rough time reading this book. I'm not going to lie. Listen, I'm not a biology major. I'm not a psychology major. I'm not an anatomy major. And I never wanted to be. One thing I will give it to those self-help books, and even like personality, like the personality types, like MBTI and the Enneagram stuff, which I love, like that's all, I feel like psychology, it's about, you know, the brain, the cognitive functions and stuff like that. Those systems, the self-help books, they're so, I feel like they are written where it's just so easy to understand, where I don't need to get into these like, you know, it doesn't feel like I'm reading like some psychology school book. And for me, reading The Mind-Gut Connection, it was very heavy on the science. And I was a business major, people. I was a business major. And even in like, I have a weight loss program. It's called Simple. Like that is literally the first word. It's a simple and sustainable weight loss program. I like to keep my stuff simple. And even like understanding the why behind it, it's simple. You know what I mean? Now, granted, the body is not simple. It is complex, which makes sense why, you know, this book goes into so much detail. But I was not expecting it to, you know, go into such like a science heavy detail around like what the gut is made up of and what the mind is made up of and, you know, what's going on when we're feeling this and stuff like that. I mean, that latter point I just said, that makes sense. But Oh my gosh, y'all. I just had a challenging time reading this book, and I did not finish it. And I think the last chapter was like the part that I would have really wanted to keep reading, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do this to myself. I think the last chapter, or the second to the last chapter, is called The Onslaught of the North American Diet. And then it goes to The Simple Road Toward Wellness and Optimal Health. And I'm like, it took reading like 200 some pages just to get to those two chapters. And I couldn't finish it. I just said, you know what? I'm gonna read this other book that I have on my list that I know I will enjoy more. And then that kind of gets me into what I was saying about narrowing down my topics, because I have, you know, it's easy for me to kind of jump from one thing to the next when it comes to topics. And I just want something where I can say I really know this in detail. And so I think I narrowed it down. Well, I narrowed it down to health, religion, and elephants. And elephants is kind of like my fun topic. I really like elephants. But reading this, I realized that reading is something that I really enjoy. And all the books at the beginning of this year, the books I read last year, I have enjoyed all of them. Like, I realize I really like reading about the 19th century history. And a few of the books I've read this year have been in like the 1800s, and I just so enjoyed it. And I think I mentioned before, like, I never liked history growing up. I hated that class. I thought it was just incredibly boring. I'm like, we're learning the same thing. My gosh, it's so boring. But now I just appreciate it more. And so I want to learn more about it. And I kind of put that on the back burner because I'm like, well, you know, I should get more into health because I'm a weight loss coach, and you know, I want to get more into religion because I'm, you know, on my own spiritual journey, and I feel like I really need to be learning and questioning the stuff that I grew up just kind of learning just because my parents believed in it. And so I really wanted to make that effort on my journey. So I'm, you know, getting more into religion, understanding the background around Christianity. And then of course, like I said, elephants. I just love elephants. And I read a book several years ago. Oh, I forgot the name. It's somewhere on my bookshelf. I can't see it. Oh, I don't know where it is, but it was just about it's called The Elephant Whisperer. And I love that book. I didn't really know how elephants lived, and I just thought it was a really good, well-written book. I think it's by Lawrence Anthony. Where I would have thought it would be up here. I bought a new bookshelf. I got rid of my bigger one because it was old and falling apart. And so I bought a smaller one because I didn't have as many books. But now that I'm like reading again, it's filling up. So yeah, we'll have to figure that out. But anywho, back to my reading. After reading this Mind Gut Connection, I was like, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Like, I should read the books that, you know, resonate with me. And you know what? I get something from every book that I can apply to any area of my life, you know, whether it be health or whatever. And so I don't have to get so specific and put so much pressure on myself to read something that just isn't interesting to me. I think The Mind Gut Connection is a good book, especially for someone who, you know, really wants to know the details of what's going on in the body, the different organisms and organs that are affected, and interacting with each other, all of that stuff. Like, I do think it's a good book, but it just was not an enjoyable read for me. It just wasn't what I was expecting, especially when you're coming from, you know, reading historical fiction or even like nonfiction history. It's, you know, it's more, I don't know, history I think is a bit different than like a science heavy book. So yeah, that's why I mentioned this is going to be a short episode, because when I didn't finish the book, I almost got to the end, but I was like, I can't do it no more. And I just didn't really enjoy it. But I also just want to say, like, I don't think that, because there are some books that I'm just like, this was not a good book. Like that Zane Addicted book. Whoa, whoa. That was not a good book. This one, I just think it wasn't my style. It wasn't an interest of me at an interest. At least not the way it was written. It wasn't an interest of mine. I do think learning more about it, maybe in a more basic language would be best, but I don't know. So we'll have to see about the health stuff. I have some more books. Like I have a book on sleep that I really want to read, but I'm like, okay, let me see if I can get like a preview of how this is written because I really just write. I like to get the basics. And then if I want to go deeper, I will go deeper. But so I think I wish I would have gotten something before this mind gut connection that was just a little bit more basic. And then if from that, I really want to know more, then I could have went into this, the mind gut connection. Now, there might be people who are like, I read that book and it wasn't even that complicated. You know, that is great for you. When I tell you, I was struggling, bored. Which is so crazy. But so yeah, not much in this episode. I will say that kind of, you know, seeing that I haven't made an episode in a while and just kind of missing reading those really good books that, you know, I was reading at the beginning of the year and last year, I do kind of want to go back to that cadence of just after I finish a book, I talk about it and I make an episode and just kind of getting back into the books that I enjoy. So I am going to read some self-help books because I think that, especially as a coach, the mindset part of losing weight is really important. And so it's good to keep myself educated. Obviously, since I've been through losing weight, I have just personal experience with having a stronger mindset when it comes to losing weight. But it's always good to just kind of read and get some new like tips and techniques and tricks that I can share with my clients. So there are definitely a lot of self-help books in my Amazon list. I had just taken a break from it because sometimes they'd be saying the same thing. But I can't always pull like a little nugget of something, at least one nugget from a self-help book. I am going to get back into reading my historical fiction and just like the non-fiction history books. I do really miss that. And then, yeah, I'm going to stick with the religion too, because I just think it's so interesting. Most books I've read, they've referenced some type of old book that was written. I'm like, so I've added that to my Amazon book list. There's a lot in my Amazon book list, let me tell you. So I think that's going to be it. I'm going to go back to the typical cadence, y'all. And I might just, you know, kind of alternate. Like, you know, I'm reading a religion book now, and then I'll read my elephant book, and then a history one, and then maybe a self-help, and then kind of go back and, you know, sneak some health books in there too that are more basic. And I've read some, you know, books, you know, related to health before, and they've been fine. Like I've read the Intuitive Eating book. I thought that was a good book. I've read Primetime Health when I was getting certified as a health coach, and I thought that was, you know, really good. So I've read some, I have a nutrition book for dummies. Like that's a good book. So I've read good books surrounding like just, you know, health and wellness. It's just, I gotta find the right one. Usually I'm pretty good at picking books. I'm quite surprised at myself this time around, but you know, we can't all win all the time. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that is that episode about the mind gut connection. It was a disconnection for me. I was like, say that again in layman terms, because yikes. But yeah, so this is a much shorter episode because I read the book, but like I couldn't, I couldn't even tell you. It was just, yeah, it was just too science heavy for me to kind of summarize and explain it back. But I think that if you are into health, and because gut health is so something that should be focused on more, I do recommend it. I think for me, this book would get a 3 out of 5 star. But again, you know, take that with a grain of salt, you know, from someone who just, this just wasn't my type of read. It just wasn't, I think the topic was, but how it was explained just kind of went over my head. So even though I'm giving it a 3 out of 5 star, that hopefully shouldn't discourage you from wanting to read it if it sounds like something interesting to you. But anywho, let me, I think I am done with that. So let's move on to the next book. I'm actually reading it now, but we'll move on to the next book that I will be reading. Okay, so I realized I think I actually talked about this in the last episode, but just to say it again, the book that I'm reading now is called Confronting Christianity, 12 Hard Questions for the World's Largest Religion by Rebecca McLaughlin. So this is a book that was introduced to me. I was for a split second in this Christian group at my job, and they were reading this book. I read the second half of the book because I had joined late. And so I never really read the beginning. And also I just kind of wanted to read it again because I feel like it was rushed and I was just trying to read it to, you know, discuss in the group. But I thought this was a perfect book. It's a one I already have. And y'all know I'm trying to read more about Christianity and just religion in general. So I thought this was a good book. So far I've been reading it. I think I'm on just chapter 2 or something like that, and it's really good. There are some things I'm questioning. Oh, actually I'm on chapter 4. There are some things I'm questioning, but you know, I will save that for the podcast. But yeah, I'm excited. It's so far it's a good read. It's you know, I think it's well written, but we will see towards the end, and then I will come back with another episode explaining this book, or giving my review of the book and my 5-star rating, and then we'll just keep on trucking along from there. We are gonna just keep on moving along. But yeah, that's my next book, Confronting Christianity. Thank you for listening to another episode of my 5-star book review. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you or talk to you in the next episode. Bye.